The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
For sure.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us for our show. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning. We record. Don't call. We record on Monday. You hear us on Thursday. So there is always an opportunity to cut anything out that we don't like.
And that's not very often.
It's not very often. And we want to thank all of you for your emails and your responses and your thoughts and your ideas.
You don't have any idea how cool it is to get an email from somebody.
Yeah, it's great.
I sit there and clap my hands and laugh.
It's great. I love the ones that say, oh, yeah, remember a couple of months ago you said blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, gosh, no, we don't remember last week. We don't. But we're glad that
you do.
Everybody does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Before we get started, we have an announcement. The announcement is 89.7 WTBR FM is proud to announce our 7th annual One Day On Air fundraiser. The event will take place on Thursday, November 20th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., Don't miss our guests, including local dignitaries and your friends and neighbors from the community. There will be plenty of incentives you can win, including restaurant gift certificates, tickets to local cultural attractions, and much more. And I believe there's a winner every hour.
It looks like that, yeah.
You can make your donation to the Rock Box right now at WTBRFM.com. Don't miss the 7th annual One Day On Air fundraiser live. It's live. So that when we say fundraiser, it's right there. It will be right there from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday, November 20th, from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Only on 89.7 FM, WTBR FM, and all day live on the WTBR Facebook page. Thank
cool.
you for supporting your community radio station.
Copy that. Okay.
Quote of the day.
Go ahead.
You can get everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want.
Take that a couple of ways.
Zig Ziglar. What are they?
Well, I could think of, well, because you help somebody, you deserve to get what you need. And
mm-hmm.
another one is you can help everybody and use them to get what you need.
We're thinking that? I know you would not go forward with that.
No, of course not.
But interesting you said that. We just saw the movie called Sarah's Oil.
Oh, yeah.
And it's about a little girl. It's a true story, or based on a true story. And it's about a little girl who inherits 160 acres of land from her ancestors.
Wow.
And she believes that there's oil underneath. She put her ear to the ground, and she felt like she heard the gurgling. And it turns out
She's how old?
She's maybe 11 or 12.
Okay.
And within the movie, there's exactly what you said. There is, first of all, the person helping someone else get what they need, and then there's the person who helps someone get what they need because they want to get something out of that.
Ah.
So you nailed it, girl.
Cool.
But it was a very good movie, if you want to see it.
All right. I have true or false.
All right.
Lightning is seen before it's heard, because light travels faster than sound. True or false?
Okay.
Number two, light bulbs were the invention of Thomas Edison. Number three, bats are the only mammals who can fly. And there are two true and one false.
Two true and one false. Repeat the lightning one for me.
Lightning is seen before it's heard, because light travels faster than sound.
Okay. All right. We'll repeat those at the top of the second half of our show.
That's right.
All righty then.
And what do you have a bunch of?
I just want to say that I'm sick and tired of buying jeans. We talked about this.
Oh.
And then I wash them and I put them in the dryer.
And they don't.
And they're too tight. And I need to, I think I need to buy one of those racks that my mom used to have. Those wooden little racks, you unfold it and you hang things on, but then they'll be stiff.
But once you put them on and wear them for a little while, don't they kind of loosen up a little bit?
If you put on skin moisturizer, maybe it sucks up the moisturizer. They get stiff, so then you throw them in the dryer to soften them up, and then the threads shrink. I tried getting a bigger size of jeans a while back.
Yeah.
Thinking that, but it's not, it's too much of a difference between one size and the other to think that, so you have to wash them 100 times.
I wish you, gosh, that they had half sizes.
I know.
I would love a half size.
A half size. Are you listening out there, people?
Half, you would make money.
Half sizes.
Jeez.
Would be perfect. Maybe there'd be no more muffin tops.
Ooh.
But I think because of the trend right now with the high top pants and high top jeans and
yeah, mama jeans.
The muffin tops on, you know, will disappear. Because the high tops smooth everything out, you know, the high,
right.
High rise.
They do.
They smooth it. You just tuck in the flab.
And they're comfy.
You tuck them up underneath the waistband and you shove them inside. Shove it inside.
Especially the ones with the elastic waistbands. I like those.
Just can't believe they shrunk. Anyway, and for me, they shrink up. So now I got another, you know, quarter of an inch off the bottom. I don't know. It's just my angst for today. What do you have today?
I have tips, lots of tips.
All right.
And some of them you have not heard from us. And if you have heard them from somewhere, that's wonderful. But
never?
These are new for me.
Good.
What you got?
Home remedies from your kitchen. And also 15 of the most useless apps available.
Oh, go there. Go there.
Useless. Go there now?
Yeah.
Harmonica. There's a harmonica app.
What?
Harmonica turns your smartphone into a virtual harmonica. It might help you learn to play, but who wants to slobber all over their phone?
That's so stupid.
One word, germs. Who knows what that thing has picked up during your day, your phone? And is it really that difficult or space-consuming to just go out and buy a harmonica?
Jeez.
The instrument was designed to fit in your pocket. Get the harmonica. Don't slobber on your phone.
That is ridiculous.
Would
that
you
is
slobber on your phone?
Of course not.
Oh, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Whether they're reading glasses or sunglasses, it's really annoying to have them slipping off your face. I don't know if you've ever had that problem. I have.
Oh, I have them with these that I have right now.
Yes.
we're both making the adjustment.
Just grab your trusty hot glue gun to add some extra grip. Apply a line of hot glue to the inside of each arm of your glasses near the back where they rest above your ears. When the glue dries, the glue will add some extra grip and keep them from sliding. And you can peel the hot glue off whenever you want without damaging your frames.
That's true. But don't you burn your ear, the back of your ear?
Well, you wait until it cools.
Oh.
You don't do it on your ear. You do it on the glasses.
Oh. Hot glue.
Yeah.
Have you ever burned your fingers with hot glue?
Yeah.
Why do we do that? We know we're going to get burned.
Why do we touch a stove to see if it's hot?
The hot glue. So a friend of mine said, keep a little cup of cold water where you're working. And if you feel like you need to touch the glue for one reason or another, and I do it all the time, put your finger in the water first. And Patty tried it, and it works.
Put the finger in the water first.
Put your finger in the water first.
Then touch
your glue if you need to. If you need to pull some off because it's before it dries, because it's overlapping something, or it's sticking out, or it's...
Whatever.
You dip your finger in the cold water first.
Cool.
Maybe put an ice cube in it.
Something to know.
And then if you need a drink, you could just sip it.
Okay.
After your fingers have been in and out of it. Right. Vinegar. We're going to go back and forth.
Okay.
Vinegar. In some cases, vinegar could prevent a simple burn from blistering.
Ah.
Speaking of burns.
Yeah.
If you think you're going to blister because you got a hot glue gun
and yeah,
burn.
You're going to hurt yourself.
If the burn is deep or severe, then you should go have it looked at. But if it's something that you think might blister, you can pour white vinegar on it. It doesn't say white. It just says vinegar.
Oh.
So you can and see if that works.
Oh.
It's almost tempting just to burn yourself. Just try it.
No.
Mm-hmm. Bev, do that. Try that at home. Test it out.
Help. A sturdy mug for rinsing paintbrushes is less likely to tip over than a disposable cup, but they can be hard to clean. However, if you line the mug or cup with a plastic sandwich bag before using it to rinse paintbrushes, it makes cleanup so much easier.
Whoever writes these, I want them to live with me. I love this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This is just...
It's like, why didn't I think of that?
Right. Why didn't I think of that? And the mug is really true, and I have had that happen where I've used a plastic cup and I have had it tip over. Yep. Very good.
Okay.
All right. Tea bags. Oh, we want to go to the useless apps. There's an app called Tickle Me.
No.
This is Andy. And he loves to laugh. Andy is a red screen that you tickle with your finger. Andy version 1.50. Not only laughs, but wobbles when he is tickled as well.
Oh, my word.
He's wobbling. The advances are just astounding. Hey, this is Andy, and he loves to laugh.
That's more than ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
That is insane.
So that's when you're really bored, and you just want to tickle your phone.
Oh, my God.
Yep, that's called Tickle Me.
I thought it was going to be something to help tickle you with the phone.
No, yeah, I did, too. I thought, lay it on your stomach or under your armpit.
Yeah. Or let the phone vibrate.
Put it on the bottom of your feet.
Ooh, they...
a foot massager.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if there's an app called Foot Massage. And you just... But you'd need two phones. One for each foot.
Have you ever had pesky ants climb right up the table legs and ruin your picnic?
No.
Well, anyway, even if you have, next time you're camping or picnicking, place a bowl or plate with water in it underneath the legs of the table. This prevents the ants from crawling up to the food.
Well, you've got four legs. Right?
Yeah.
And you just put one bowl?
Under each.
Oh, put the leg in the bowl of water. Actually,
yes.
Put the end of the leg.
In the bowl of water.
That is a really great idea.
But you don't need it.
But I think of a picnic, I think of a blanket, which there are more ants that would come on a blanket. I have had that happen. But listen to that. If you have a cookout or something,
yeah,
put the table leg in a bowl of water.
It won't hurt it.
With poison in it.
Just listen to this. Good Lord.
Tea bags. The tannins and caffeine in tea help reduce the ache of swelling and inflammation.
Really?
I keep wanting to do this. I always forget. If you wake up with puffy eyes, which I do sometimes.
Yeah.
Steep some tea, allow the bags to cool, and apply to shut eyes. Yeah, keep your eyes closed.
Yeah.
Don't put the bag in your eye. Put the bag over your lid. A tea bag also helps a blood clot, which could come in handy after getting a tooth extracted. In summer...
So eat a tea bag?
I think you lay the tea bag on top of the tooth that you had extracted so you won't get a... clot there.
Well,
in summer,
for heaven's sake.
Steep some black tea bags to ease a sunburn.
Well, I never.
Yeah, yeah. I like the puffy eye thing. But a blood clot, man, I wonder if that could do anything for people that actually have a blood clot in a inside.
Where would you put the tea bag?
Well, that's not my problem. That would be the problem of the surgeon, I guess.
Okay, this one I like. If your bouquet is starting to look a bit limp, use a straw, clear straw, to keep droopy flowers upright and beautiful.
Oh, good idea.
That you don't have to see the straw in order to know that, you know, it's doing its job.
I've seen that, I believe, in Market 32, where they have all the flowers. You can buy a bunch, three bunches for $15. I don't know why I'm telling you that. That doesn't have anything to do with this at all.
Yeah.
But they have, I think they're sunflowers, and there is a tube that they have the top part of the stem on it when you buy
it. Already
in it.
Mm. Makes sense.
And that is a really good idea. If the stem isn't too big to put into the straw, what if it is?
Then you need a bigger straw. They make different sizes.
Okay, yeah.
smoothie straw is a pretty good size.
Yes, a bigger straw. Mm-hmm. I knew that.
Okay.
Olive oil. Oh, no, we have to go. I forget that we keep going back and forth. All right. This app is called Hold On.
Hold on to what?
Compete against yourself and others to see who can hold down the virtual button the longest. The high-tech timer will let you know how much of your life you have wasted down to the millisecond. Just mindless, useless apps. If anyone out there has one of these apps on your phone, and there's more coming... You need to let us know.
Oh, you do. And you don't even have to sign your name.
No, you don't. You can actually send an email. You can create a fake email address.
Right.
That we don't even know who it's coming from. And you can send the email to
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Yeah, we want to know. Do you have any of these apps? And you know what? If someone does have one of these apps on their phone and they use it, we have to have them in as a guest.
Oh, gosh,
so
yeah.
If you want to be a guest, just put, I would like to be a guest, and then you'll have to put your name and your phone number.
Yeah.
And your bank account number and your license number.
Hold on.
And we have to do a query check.
This I did not know. Banish musty odors in closets with chalk. Hang a mesh bag of chalk in your closet to keep your clothes smelling fresh. Chalk is excellent at absorbing moisture and odor.
Huh.
I never heard that.
I guess you could put it in your shoes.
Put it in your shoe. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. It must absorb the...
There's odor there.
And the smell. Yeah. I bet you could buy bags of crushed up... Well, you could just make your own crushed up chalk. Hey... Christmas is coming.
You don't have to have crushed up.
You don't. Christmas is coming.
Okay.
People. buy little net bags, put some chalk in, different colored chalk in it, put a bow on it, and give that to your family who you don't know what to buy them. Especially if you're always telling them they have stinky shoes.
I was going to say, yeah.
Mm-hmm, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you do that and you rub it under your armpits, if that helps. Think about it.
I think we're going a little too far down the road.
Think about it. It's a good gift. It's a really good gift. Olive oil. Soothe chapped or chafed skin with the silky, rich feel of olive oil. Add moisture to dry hair by applying a tiny bit of oil to the ends before you go to bed.
Unless you have oily hair.
Correct. You can also smooth out those sandpaper-feeling heels on your feet by rubbing your feet with oil and slipping them into a pair of cotton socks before turning in.
Huh. I would go nuts, because halfway in the night I'd be clawing the socks off because I put my feet outside.
Oh, even in the winter?
Sometimes.
Yeah. So you've never used those kind of, it's a kit you can buy. You put on this stuff on your, feet, this cream, and then there's a special sock that's rubber on the inside.
Oh, my God.
And smooth and nice on the outside. Maybe they're, and then you put that on, and your feet in the morning are like a baby's bottom. Well,
Yes, yes, I get what you're saying.
Really?
Do I really need that soft?
Yes. Yes. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Okay.
Your feet get so soft. That's another Christmas gift.
All right.
Can you tell that we're recording in the winter? It's November right now, but you may be listening and it's June, but hey.
It's the fall.
It's winter. To me, it's winter. So my friend from Tennessee called me before you came in this morning. And she said, is it snowing at your house? And I said, no. I said, is it snowing at your house? She said, yes.
Tennessee?
It snowed yesterday, and it's snowing there today.
It snowed in Chicago, too, when the Bears played.
Oh, gosh. During the game?
Yeah.
Did they continue to play?
Oh, yeah.
This is football?
Yeah.
Okay. just make sure that I... But I, you know, no. Isn't football season over?
Gosh, no.
Oh, no. Baseball season ended.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had the World Series. Who won? I know. I just don't pay attention. Who won the World Series?
I do know, but I forgot.
Oh, okay. So it's probably nobody we cared about.
Could have been the Dodgers?
Okay, don't send us emails.
Wasn't the Blue Jay?
No. Red Sox, White Sox, none of those were involved.
No.
None of them were involved. Okay, so now, who's the favorite now, right now, for football?
Oh, gosh. The Cubs.
The Cubs?
No. That's baseball. The Colts.
They're Where are
phenomenal.
They from? Okay.
Indianapolis.
So.
Minnesota. No.
So, you know, I don't follow this stuff.
No, it's not.
So,
wait a minute.
So
I can't think.
She's trying to think where the Colts are from. I take it the Patriots are not as popular as they were a few years back when it was just the rage when Brady was involved in the Patriots.
They're not doing too bad.
They're not?
No.
All right. So there's still a chance that they could go to the Super Bowl.
No.
Okay. All right. So who's your favorite for the Super Bowl?
That's hard to say. I'd say the Colts.
The Colts.
Yeah.
So baseball was the what's the big baseball thing at the end? It's not called the Super Bowl. It's called the...
Pennant.
The end of baseball season, and they have the is it not the Super Bowl? It's called the
Let's go. We'll have to look that up.
Okay, this is so funny. I'm sorry, you guys. It's just so there's an. Oh, is it your turn?
Tired of the way pitchers, and that's called pitchers, as in ewers. Which you pour from.
Yes.
I always seem to drip no matter how carefully you pour. Rub a very thin layer of butter on the outside of a pitcher rim. It will repel the liquid inside, preventing messy drips. And butter does it on other things, too, like cheese.
Why would cheese drip?
No, cheese wouldn't drip, but there's a thing about once you've cut into a block of cheese, you can help keep it fresh by rubbing butter over the cut edge. Butter creates a protective layer that keeps air from oxidizing the cheese as it sits in your fridge. It also discourages mold growth because butter is overwhelmingly composed of fat.
Yeah. Are you a butter person?
I love butter.
Me too.
The more the better.
Sometimes when I make toast or an English muffin, and I realize how much of the stick of butter I've used on it, I'm.
You do know that if your butter gets hard, you can use a grater. What do you call them?
Cheese grater.
Yep.
Or a microplane.
What's that?
It's a tool. It has a handle and it has a long piece that sticks out of the handle that's about an inch and a half wide, and it's metal and it's got the little scrapey things in it, and you can do like if you do a like that.
Okay.
Like you can do nutmeg, you can do garlic on it, you can do cheese on it. It's a real fine, that's why it's called microplane. You don't have a microplaner?
No.
Do you need one?
No.
Because I thought to myself, no, you can't do that and put anything in the microwave. But a microwave should be able to accommodate a microplaner.
You'd think so.
You think so. Oh. An abacus.
An abacus. An abacus.
An abacus app. You know why they have an abacus app?
Because, do tell.
Because calculators are just so last year. Oh, calculators are so... Why? Use an abacus.
That's like asking me if I can do it in my head. No.
No. Oh, no. I am. No.
Here's an easy trick for cleaning up spilled raw eggs.
Oh. Let me guess. Spilled raw eggs. You pour flour all over it.
Don't try to wipe them up right away. Instead, sprinkle salt on top of the spill and wait 10 minutes. The egg will wipe up easily with no sticky mess left behind.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Maybe the salt adheres to it.
It makes it kind of globby. I couldn't let it sit on the floor that long.
10 minutes.
I couldn't.
You could put a dish over it and pretend you didn't know it was there. Well, what's the one about the flour?
About the flour? Oh, I don't know. I just was making it up.
I thought you knew something.
No. You could suck it up with a straw.
I don't think so.
Yeah. It would be really funny if you had a heated floor. You could just let it sit there and cook.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was funny to me. Okay. ginger, anise, and peppermint. High fiber, cruciferous vegetables like cauliflower, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts may be kind to most of your body, but may create painful rumbling in your gastrointestinal tract. To combat these unwelcome side effects, sip ginger or peppermint tea, or make your own tea from anise seeds to help cut the gas.
Anything to cut gas is something I want to know.
Ginger and peppermint tea seem the easiest.
I think I'd try ginger before I try peppermint.
You wouldn't drink peppermint tea?
No.
But I do like ginger. Yeah. Ginger. Do you eat cauliflower?
Once in a while.
So what else would... Beans? Baked beans?
I love baked beans.
Do you have the gastrointestinal tract issue?
Of course.
Ginger would be the answer for you then if you don't like peppermint tea.
Okay.
You can get ginger tea. You can get ginger probiotic tea, which is good for your intestines. Yeah. You want me to get you some?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as we're talking about stomach, that's where I'll go next. Okay, go. You're 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
If you're transporting important photos or documents and are concerned about them getting bent or wrinkled, just place them in a large plastic baggie with a piece of cardboard or a paper plate to keep the bag sturdy.
Good idea.
For anything, you can do that.
Even if you're mailing a print of a picture, you know, your kids get their picture taken at school.
Yeah.
Slide a piece of cardboard in there. I know I mail sometimes. I mail cards, and the front of the card is decorative, and it's got little pearls on it or little, and aww, you have to put a little piece of something
over the top of it?
Over the top of it. So when it goes through the machine, when they put it through the machine.
Dang machines.
I know. So I usually just take like a file folder and cut the, you know, they're a little bit cardboardy, but they're not cardboard.
Gotcha.
And I cut the shape of the envelope and then slide it in there. And I can't take credit for those cards. They were made for me, and they're beautiful. And we will speak more after the break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Do you have interest in amateur radio?
Are you a ham who's been inactive for a while?
We have the show for you.
Just tune in on Ham on Wednesdays.
We have guests, trivia, all the ham radio news you need, and a few surprises.
Join us live on Wednesday mornings on Ham On.
9 a.m. on WTBR-FM. Join me and Jessica for the hammiest hour on radio.
Ham On.
Berkshire Weather.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
I just wanted to hear how it sounds. I see it there, and I just wanted to just listen to it for a second.
So should we give them the weather?
It's outside.
It's outside. It's overcast and a little bit threatening looking. I think this morning Alexa told me there was a 95% chance of rain. But it is actually about 50-something degrees today.
I thought it was only about 48, give or take.
Oh, okay. So it's unseasonably warm, I think. Right now, we're recording in November. And I think it's unseasonably warm recently. I'm ready for the cold. I know. Don't be mad.
I am not ready for the cold.
I know.
I'm not ready for the snow, the mud, the slush.
I know. I just want to get it over with, you know? Just get it over with. It's like a shot. Just do it. Just give me the shot. Get it over with.
If it was as fast as a shot, I'd say, go ahead.
I know. But so that was the Berkshire weather.
Just curious about what it sounded like.
We have true or false.
Lightning is seen before it's heard because light travels faster than sound. Light bulbs were the invention of Thomas Edison. And bats are the only mammals who can fly.
I'm thinking, I'm picturing things flying. I'm picturing mammals flying and yeah.
There's only one false.
Okay, only one false. And should I do this announcement again? Do we do that at the second half?
Sure.
I'll make it quick because we did it the first time. So we have a fundraiser that's done every year. It's a one-day fundraiser. It's November 20th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. It is to raise money for WTBR 89.7 FM. And is this also Pittsfield Community Television? Or is it just, no, it's just the radio station. And there will be people here all day talking, interviewing. There'll be dignitaries here. There'll be people from the community here. It's really a lot of fun. We'll be here. And you can donate, and you can be entered into a drawing, I believe, every hour.
And we'll be here about 10 o'clock in the morning.
We'll be here 10 o'clock on November 20th. And it
so
will be
tune in.
It will be live. You can also watch watch on the app, and you can donate WTBRFM.com. You can go to Rock Box, and you can donate to help us keep this station alive. It's the 7th annual one-day on-air fundraiser. You can also go to WTBR on Facebook. I guess that wasn't really short, was it?
No. So I'm going to take my chance here.
Okay.
Spring and fall provide perfect temperatures for heading outside for a picnic, but the ground can often be damp from rain or dew. Keep your blanket and your behinds dry by placing a cheap shower curtain liner under your blanket.
You can get it at the dollar store.
Yep.
Yep. And I'm glad you said protect yourself from dew and not doo-doo, which it could help you be protected from doo-doo.
But then you'd have to throw everything away.
Yeah, well, yeah. Especially if you're somewhere and there has been geese.
I was just going to say, they are the worst.
Oh, the worst. I remember a while back when I really did not know much about geese. I looked at a property that this man wanted to sell that abutted a small pond, and he said, oh, and in the morning there are loads of geese. And I said, isn't that wonderful?
Oh, no.
I'm sure someone would like to buy this property and wake up in the morning and have their coffee while they're looking at the geese. And he looked at me like I had two heads. And then we went outside to walk around.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
Then I understood.
Uh-huh.
I understood the problem. This just in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
We lost one?
9.
Okay.
Still 9. Holding at 9. All of them open, holding at 9. If you wonder what we're talking about.
I don't.
We're talking about tissue boxes. We have 9.
She has an obsession.
Open tissue boxes. All right.
Your turn.
Avocado. Yeah. Do you put salt on it?
No.
Do you put anything on it? You just eat it?
Yeah.
Good for you. Avocado, vitamins C and E, plus carotenoids. Is that the right way to say that?
It is for today.
A type of antioxidant in this green fruit. It just lost my place. In this green fruit, calm redness and inflammation while moisturizing your skin to relieve dryness and itchiness. If your face is in need of some TLC, smash up an avocado and smear it all over your face. And leave it there for 30 minutes. Just remember to buy extra avocados for a snack so you're not tempted to scrape your mask off with your chips or your crackers. So, I wouldn't waste an avocado on my face. Nothing's going to help my face.
No, no.
What?
What?
I was
looking at something else.
Okay. All right. Avocado. Smash an avocado and put it on your face.
Did you say nothing's going to happen?
I said nothing's going to help my face, and you said, yeah, I know. Oh, okay.
Okay. I have so many here. I don't know which one to choose from.
They're good. They're good, and we haven't heard them before.
Lemons look great sitting in a bowl on the counter in the kitchen, but oddly enough, that's about the worst way to store them. Instead, place lemons in a container or bowl full of water and store them in the fridge. Stored this way, the lemons can last up to 3 months.
No. In a bowl of water? That's amazing.
Isn't that something?
I wonder
three
why.
3 months. I don't know.
That would make me buy more lemons.
I love lemon.
I love lemon, too. And sometimes I buy it and I don't use it because I think I'm going to use it on fish or I'm going... And then I forget and...
There it is.
And I bet if you had a... Say that you had a wide glass, clear glass vase, a shorter, wide, and okay. Fill that with the water and put the lemons in there. That would really look pretty in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Not that we decorate inside, but it would look kind of nice. Do you know that there's an app called Alarm Free? Alarm Free is basically a panic button on your phone, except it can only flash and make alarm noises. It doesn't actually alert anyone unless they are within earshot in an actually dangerous situation. It would take time because you would have to open the app.
Oh, my God.
You'd have to tell whoever it was that was, like, in your house to wait a minute. Because you need to go and find
the that trigger.
Alarm app. Yeah. Can you just wait a second?
No, just.
I'm going to scare you with my alarm app.
I'd like alarm against the alarm.
Yeah. Okay.
When you're serving a beverage or punch at a party, it's a pain to keep adding more ice as it melts. You can make ice that will melt much slower by freezing water in a muffin tin or silicone mold with large cavities, or go all out and freeze one large ice cube in a bundt pan.
Oh, that would look really cool in a bundt pan.
Yeah.
Floating. Now, this is for a punch?
Yep.
So wouldn't you want to make the ice out of an ingredient in the punch?
You could freeze it.
And freeze it. Orange or lime or
sure.
Limeade or lemonade.
Sure.
And put that in there. But a bundt pan upside down would look really pretty in there. You could do some of the bundt pan in one juice and then freeze it. And then pour some other juice.
Wait a minute. The bundt pan doesn't go in the punch.
No, I know. I mean, get it out of the bundt pan and float it so that the...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Bundt,
yes.
The pretty side is floating up.
Yes, okay.
Which I hope would happen. But you could layer the bundt pan with different kinds of juices, you know, freeze them one at a time, and then flip it over, and then
it
would be
all created a
multicolored.
Monster.
I want to go home now and make a punch. Oh, we could make a punch for our Thanksgiving feast at church and float the bundt pan in there.
There you go.
Very cool. Electric shaver. That's an app.
No.
Yes, it is.
How?
Oh, this is so funny. An app that turns your phone into an electric shaver that doesn't actually shave anything. The only real point we can see for this app would be pulling a prank on someone in their sleep. Electric shaver noises near your head? Scary.
That's downright cruel.
That's just dumb.
That too.
That's dumb. I guess it could be a prank. Yeah? Maybe.
Yeah.
I saw a thing on YouTube. This guy had a hidden camera. He hid his phone to do a video of his girlfriend and him. And she was sitting somewhere, and he had what he thought was his electric, whatever the guys use to trim their beards, those little electric things that kind of help them to shape and things.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that it was going to actually cut, and he dragged it across her eyebrow and shaved her eyebrow right off. She had beautiful dark hair and dark eyebrows. Shaved that one eyebrow off.
I hope they shaved the other off so she could fix it.
Oh, I don't know. I think they broke up.
Corn on the cob is one of summer's simplest pleasures, but buttering it is always a tricky affair. You can make it easy by enlisting the help of a piece of bread.
Yes!
Generously butter the piece of bread, then wrap it around your piece of corn. Give it a few twists.
Yes!
And you're done.
Yes! Good idea. And then you have a piece of bread and butter you can eat.
Yes, you can.
You ever sprinkle sugar on bread and butter?
No.
It's good.
On bread and butter?
Yep. You put bread and butter, and then you just take a little bit of sugar and sprinkle it all around the butter.
Hmm.
It's really good. That's an old thing.
I didn't think about it.
The bread and butter with the sugar?
Yeah, no, with the corn.
Me either. I thought you were going to say take wax paper, or I thought you might have said melt the butter. Sometimes you see it, you melt the butter and then they dip the butter in the melted, you dip the corn in the melted butter.
This is much easier.
I wouldn't like the melted butter. I like the little pieces of butter on the corn so I can tell that it's there. We always end up talking about food.
For a long time.
iNap at Work is an app. Nap at Work. This convenient little app will cover for you while you sleep at work. You can even adjust the frequency of each sound. For example, if you only staple once every 10 minutes, iNap at Work will replicate the stapler sound. With iNap at Work, you can rip off your employer more easily as long as they don't actually use their eyes.
I hope nobody's seriously buying any of these.
Isn't this so funny?
I mean, these are real?
Yeah, that's what it says. It says here at the top, it doesn't. It just says 15 of the most useless apps available. And this was posted actually in 2015. This was a while back. This is 10 years ago.
Doesn't make them any less stupid.
Nope. I wonder if they're still there. I'm hoping that somebody's looking these up. If you are looking these up and you have a little bit of an experience with them that you'd like to share, we would love to hear it.
To hear from it.
Yeah.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay. Rather than moving around, now this is for people with computers. Rather than moving around to tell where each port is on your laptop, did you ever try to figure out where you could put something in USB? Make a mark above where the port is. Draw a line above the USB port and a dot above the changing port. But you can use whatever symbols make the most sense to you. Plugging things in just got a lot easier. And if you don't want to write directly on your laptop, cut up a sticky note into small squares and use those instead.
Put a little tiny sticker, little teeny tiny sticker. That's a good idea. Why do we always try to find it when we should know where it is?
You think you know where it is.
And you don't.
And you're pushing it against the computer and it's not going in. And
good idea.
Okay.
There is a cry translator. This app claims to interpret what your baby's...
Oh, please.
This app claims to interpret what your baby's crying means. Are they hungry? Are they sleepy? Are you crazy?
Probably.
So if you've got a baby, you got to see if this app is still available. It's the cry translator. And then see when your child cries what the app is telling you is wrong. And you need to tell us what happens. This is so cool. I wonder if you could do it and pretend you're a baby and cry. And if, even if you don't have a baby, you could just cry like a...
Why am I crying? It's only 2 p.m. Okay. Pringles cup chip container. This woman wanted to send her son, who was deployed to Afghanistan, a bunch of homemade cookies, and she packed them snugly into an old Pringles container and sent them off.
Really smart.
Yeah.
She must be a really good baker. She had to make them all the right size.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say.
I hate people that can do that. Really, baking time is coming, and I know somebody that makes Italian, not just Italian cookies, but cookies, all different kinds of cookies. And
cookies
she's
are good.
Amazing. They look perfect. They're perfect.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah. And they're all good. They're all good. Fish tank. From the creators of Fireplace. So you know what Fireplace is? So in Netflix is what we get it on. You can go to Fireplace, and on your TV is a real fireplace burning wood, crackling.
Oh, my gosh.
That is nice for the holidays to just have on your TV if you don't have a fireplace.
Now, that's kind of cute.
Yeah. We turn the heat up to about 90 in our house so that it really feels real. So there's an app called Fish Tank. With this app, which is on your phone, I imagine you could get it on your TV, too. You can forego all the pesky things about having a real fish tank, like cleaning the tank, feeding the fish, clearing a space for the tank in your house, and, oh, yeah, really having fish.
I actually think that's a good
idea. It is
idea.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
And that's not useless at all.
It definitely, I do believe I've seen this on somebody's TV.
My cats would love it.
Oh, your cats would love that.
Or put birdies in there.
That would be hilarious to see, just to sit. You just sit and watch. Birds. I bet there's birds. You have Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're free. Don't pay.
Oh, they're free.
Yeah,
I gotta try this.
Don't pay, because I know some of them you can pay for, but like the Fireplace one, we don't have to pay for that.
That's cool.
Yeah, Netflix is good. Netflix. I know that Prime Video, a lot of that stuff you have to pay for now, the movies and things. But Netflix is not so much.
I'm losing track of time.
Are we done?
I would think maybe. It's my own fault. I do this all the time. I swear. All right.
Are we done?
No.
All right.
Yes, but no. In addition to slicing hard-boiled eggs, an egg slicer is a perfect tool for slicing other soft fruits and veggies like mushrooms and strawberries.
Mushrooms and strawberries. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I have one of those.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so. In the drawer that I have all kinds of things I don't use all the time. You know?
Yep.
So here is a thing called an ugly meter.
An ugly meter?
Yeah. Do you ever wonder if you're ugly and your friends just don't tell you? Well, we don't, because we are beautiful no matter what you say. Words and apps can't bring us down. That was the comment. I love that.
Mariah Carey.
A Mariah Carey?
That's part of her song.
Ugly meter?
No.
Because we're beautiful no matter what you say?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that song.
Love can bring us down, can't bring us down.
I don't know that song.
Oh.
But it's true, and they don't even tell you what the ugly meter is, so they don't even want you to know that one. That's cool. That's cool.
Okay, true or false?
True or false?
Lightning is seen before it's heard because light travels faster than sound. Light bulbs were the invention of Thomas Edison. Bats are the only mammals who can fly. Which one is false?
Lightning, I think, is true, because you hear the lightning and the thunder is after the lightning. Oh, crap. The bulbs, I think it was Thomas Edison, and I think that maybe there's another mammal that can fly. So I think that the bat one is false.
Well, guess what?
What? I'm not right?
No.
Oh.
Lightning is seen before it's heard. Because light travels faster than sound.
Right, I said true.
I thought you said...
It's true.
Because you heard it before you saw it.
No, you see that, and the thunder comes later.
Okay.
So that one I said
that
is
one you got
true.
Right. Light bulbs were not the invention of Thomas Edison. He developed the first practical one after the inventor came up with the idea.
Oh, so he was part of it. He got the name. Who was the first one?
I don't know. I didn't look it up.
Isn't that something? But we know it as Thomas Edison. We don't. I bet we've never heard of the one who actually
he probably bought him out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Bats are the only mammals who can fly.
I'm not surprised, because I couldn't think of another mammal, but I thought Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. All right. And that's our show for today.
Thank you for joining us.
Please email us.
And let me know what time it is and how long we've been doing this, because I forgot to set the meter, and it's my own fault. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.